Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco on the Fan.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM.
All right, on this Monday, the sixth day of April, we come to you as we always do, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. Beautiful day out there today, folks. I hope you maybe jumped out of, if you've been home, you at least got out of the house today and took a walk. I know there's no way really to go if you're going to do this right, and everyone's trying to do it right, but you can still go out and get a walk in. That's what I did today. It was nice out there. It was a beautiful day. And maybe, who knows, there seems to be this idea that I guess the word today is optimistic. The governor comes on today and says, hey, maybe we're hitting the plateau. Maybe we're hitting the apex. The numbers have kind of settled in. You know, the number of people going to the hospital is lessened. The number of people dying hasn't gone up. That's the first thing that has happened that's positive. Is it anything definitive yet? No, but hey, you take your little, you know, victories where you can grab them. Then, really from the start, from the futures last night right through today, Wall Street reacted very positively today, like it had some good news in its pocket. And once it kicks in, then the machines kick in. And when the machines kick in, everything goes wild, and that's what happened. The market went up like, I think it ended up 16 and change. I think it was at 17 at one point. I think it went up 16 and change. I think the NASDAQ went up almost 500 points. So you had a lot of stocks taking back a lot of what it had lost. And today isn't one of those examples why if you try to – now, there's people who are pros who can do it. They get in and out. They can win out every weekend. Some people go in and out all the time in the market with their money. And they trade that way. That's fine. But if you're a regular guy who's in there – you don't try to time the market because you just never do it right. And if you miss the big days, if you miss the couple of big days, it makes all the difference in the history of you investing in a stock. And if you are someone who invests in stocks, you shouldn't get in and out. If you're someone who trades stocks, that's a different story. And you better know what you're doing. Because if you miss these couple of days that are enormous, you can't make them up. You know, those are the days where everything goes up. And today was one of those days where everything went up. Does it last? Who knows? Is there reason for optimism? Maybe. You know, we'll find out in the next couple of days as we see if it goes down. They have to get some food in here, which they're working on doing now. You know, that's just the way it is everywhere. You know, you got to make sure that you have it coming in everywhere. You're wondering, you're starting to get worried about the all kinds of supply lines. You're worried about everybody having food. the poor having food, the food banks having food, the stores having food, the supply lines being, you know, moving steadily. You worry about all that. You start to hear that. You worry about little breakdowns there. You worry about breakdowns everywhere along the whole chain of the economy. So, but today was, like I said, a day of a little optimism. Wall Street went up a lot. Do they know something? We'll see. Has it, you know, it's been such a alarming number in the metropolitan area of New York, in New York State, on Long Island, where the number was just flying of positive cases, and still has been, but the number of people going to the hospital leveled off. The number of people who died has leveled off. We'll see if that's a positive. Even Biden and Trump talk today, which is a smart thing for Trump, because if he gets comfortable with that from an election standpoint, I think what's good about that is that it takes a little of the politics out of what is important to us. And, you know, the last couple of days we've been talking about that. If you can get the politics out of this a little bit, you can get some more done. We know it's a presidential campaign year. We know there's going to be, you know, a campaign after Labor Day. We know there are probably even going to be conventions sometime this summer. They might not be normal conventions, but there'll be conventions. We know we're going to have Biden against Trump. We know all that's coming. They know what's coming. But right now, if they get on the same side and say, listen, it's not about me attacking you right now. It's not about everybody viewing what you do through the prism of politics all the time. It's about you doing what's right for the country right now and doing what's right for the people right now. And that's what has to happen. It has to be about solving the problem right now. And hopefully it is. I mean, again, we're not out of the woods by a long stretch. We could look tonight and see the numbers worse than before. All right? We have a long way to go. Plus, we don't know even if New York and New Jersey do settle down that it isn't going to pop up in D.C., Miami, Denver, Dallas, there. We don't know that. That could be next. Or maybe New York will be the worst spot. Who knows? We just don't know. You have to play this thing by ear. And also, you're doing it up against the race of trying to reopen the government and reopen the economy and reopen all our big cities, especially New York. Although, by the look of things, you saw this weekend, that was pretty alarming, where Cuomo showed the pictures of areas with the weather being nice, how people were congregating everywhere and weren't social distancing at all. So you got to watch it. You know, you just don't want to catch this thing. That's the thing. Normally, if it's the flu, nobody cares. You catch it, you stay home. This, there's that fear, no matter who you are, but especially if you're someone who's over 50 years old or has any preconditions of any kind, that people aren't rebounding from this. That's the thing. In years where they say, oh, get a flu shot, the flu's bad this year, never got a flu shot. Figured if you got the flu, I got the flu. You know, I don't want to get this flu. Every doctor's telling you don't get this flu. And then you see guys who are in their prime getting struck down. I know a couple of people already have got it. And then you see world leaders. Now, if they're in intensive care, you know the kind of care they're getting. If they're in intensive care, that means things aren't good. And this thing can take hold of you. It just can. It's a lot more aggressive. It's a lot tougher than the average, you know, flu bug that you get. It just is. It's incredibly contagious, and it does really attack your lungs and shuts them down pretty good. So, you know, if you get this, 9 chances out of 10, you're going to be fine. It's that 1/10 that you worry about. And it scares everybody. It scares me. It scares everybody because no one wants it. And a lot of people will have had it, not even though they have it. Everyone says that. I mean, that's what you hear from everybody. So that's got to be true. Eventually we'll get some testing and we'll know. But this is a little different. So today, is there reason for this optimism? Was the Wall Street anything but a one-day rally? We'll find out. Is it true that these drug companies have these existing therapeutic drugs that will work on this? The president likes to think so. This guy Fauci wasn't so sure. We know that there was an argument at the White House between Navarro and Fauci over the weekend about the whole thing. Yesterday, he wouldn't let him speak. We know how that all went on. Today seems to be a brighter day on a lot of fronts. Doesn't mean it'll end up that way, but so far it has been. If you hadn't taken your money out of the stock market, you feel better about where you are today than you did before today. If you heard the governor today, he gave you a little reason for optimism. If you heard the president today, he gave you a little reason for optimism. Or he will here in a couple of minutes talking about the drug companies. And he's talking about the existing ones. You know, not the guy's looking for a vaccine. That could be anybody. That could be some little company you never heard of that'll become a big company after they come up with the vaccine. Okay? Because they can make money on it. The other drugs have been in the pipeline for years, which means they're generic now. Anybody can make them. And there's no real money to be made. Maybe they could ratchet up the price a little bit, but still, the idea is those drugs are out there. Do they work? The key to going to concerts this summer, the key to getting on a plane or getting in a subway or getting on a cruise ship or going on vacation and getting in a hotel room or going to a sold-out Yankee Stadium, the key is that you feel that if you get this, they can give you something to beat it. They're confident they have it. That changes everything. That's a game changer. Enormous game changer. And that's what you're looking for. Back after this. All right, we're back. I got a couple of calls in before we say goodbye. I'm just trying to keep my abreast to what the president's talking about today. Nothing about any news that would be he's talking about what happened with the Navy. I haven't seen anything yet on any therapeutics or anything. I mean, there's been rumors about that today, that he did have talks with the big drug companies, Roche, Regeneron, Lilly, and Gilead. I don't know if anything came of that. You know, he's pushing this one drug that we don't know yet. I've asked the doctors about them. They say, listen, they know that they have been administered to people who were not doing very well. I don't think they know yet that they feel confident that they're working on a level where they feel ready from a standpoint of the national medical folks to administer it yet. But who knows? Keep your fingers crossed because that can be a game changer. And really, that changes everything. If there is a therapeutic, if there is something that can end this, where you feel comfortable if you get it, that you can just take a pill and it's gone, well, heck, then you can go anywhere. Or if you're someone who has tested positive and they tell you it's 99.9 that you can't get it again, well, heck, you'll be anywhere. But until those things happen and this virus is, and they tell you that this virus is still out there, I don't know how many people are going to go in stadiums. I don't know how many people are going to be comfortable in a lot of settings that deal with sports or deal with concerts. We're dealing with crowded restaurants, which everyone, you know, is in from time to time, if not more. Or obviously airplanes that are full, that have a bunch of people in them. Still going to be very interesting to see how confident the American public is to get back without assurances. I don't know. It could be it's a person to person.
Even though they have not given a strict
I'm listening to Fauci now talk. I want to see what he said. I wanted to see if he talked about the drugs. He's talking about Biden right now, that they had a discussion with Biden, that Trump had a big discussion with Biden today, which I think, I think it's good. I think that is good because it takes some of the politics out of this, at least for a couple of days, and we need that to happen. It's good for the American public because that way every little move is not a gotcha move, you know, where he has to defend every move or somebody's looking to get him on every move. And I think that it just is better for us because, listen, we know this is going to be a topic no matter how it turns out when come September. It's going to be a topic. The guys who don't like Trump are going to say, oh, he did it badly. And the guys who like him are going to say he did it well. And we'll take it from there. That's typical politics. But right now, we need to get back to work and we need to be able to get out of the house. And I think that's what we want. And that's what needs to happen. And politics be damned. But politics plays into everything. I mean, that's what the business they're in. So, I mean, that makes it tougher. So the fact that they talk about it or the fact that you can let down your guard a little bit with that, I think that's very positive. Now, these therapeutics, and understand the difference between having a vaccination or a vaccine and a therapeutics. A therapeutics means that you have a protocol that's already been used on humans, and it could be used for malaria or arthritis or lupus or whatever, and you're thinking of using it on this virus. It might have side effects. Every drug does. But it works on this. Even antibiotics that they give you have, and one of the things being talked about here is a Z-Pak, which is an antibiotic. Everything that they give you has it. Every drug that you put in your body has a side effect. Doesn't mean that side effect is going to impact you. I mean, but they do have side effects. But the question is how bad the side effects are, you know, and these are drugs that have been used on human beings, though. That's the question. Can they be used on this? If they can be, and they work, and they need to do these tests very, very quickly, these studies very quickly, on the people who are very sick here, and there's very sick people in every hospital that reaches my voice right now in the metropolitan area. I mean, that's just the way it is. You heard Dr. Schlafman with me yesterday. If you did, you heard how many people are sick right in our backyard. And very sick. I mean, and how there's very little you can do for them. And here's a man who saves lives on a daily basis as a heart doctor. Now he's holding people's hands and just comforting them as somebody they love is, you know, very ill and not doing better. That's the long of it. And makes it very, very tough from that standpoint. All right, let me squeeze a couple of calls in here. I mentioned Al Kaline dying. Classy player. If you remember Al Kaline, he was a great player. I mean, really great. When you think of him, he's not a home run hitter, and he played in a park that, if you pulled the ball, was a great home run park, Tiger Stadium. It was a long way in center, but it was a park that if you pulled it or hit it to right or left, it was a very convenient park. Great hitter's park. He was a line drive hitter. In his prime, he was a 300 hitter with a big outfield arm in right field. Classy hitter, won a batting crown as a baby. I don't even think he was 21 when he won the batting crown. Finished second to Yogi in the MVP voting in 55. Was a perennial all-star. For years, he was in the outfield with Mantle, Williams. Once DiMaggio retired, it was Mantle and Williams and then Kaline. Mantle, Williams, and Kaline. Then all of a sudden, Kaline had a couple of down years. He was on a team, but he just wasn't starting. And you had Mantle and Maris and Colavito once Ted Williams was gone. And then you had guys like that. But you'd have Mantle and you'd have Maris. And then you'd have Williams back in there. I mean, Kaline's back in there starting again. And 3,000 hits, you know, made the Hall of Fame. I believe he made it first. I'm pretty sure he made it first ballot. I'm almost positive he did. He's a very popular player, too. Incredibly popular guy, classy guy, nice guy, very, very popular figure, and, you know, a legendary, I mean, probably as popular as any Tiger player. I can't even think of a Tiger player being more popular than he was. That's how big Al Kaline was. He was enormous, really was. Great career. Gary and Lyndon, what's up, Gary?
Michael, how you doing?
Hey, good, Mike, what's up? How you doing? What's up?
Listen, I knew this day would happen, and I knew you were the guy I wanted to call because I know you can relate to this. And I grew up as a young man. Al Kaline was my idol, and I lived in Jersey, and everybody was Mays and Mantle playing in the outfield, and myself and my friend were Clemente and Kaline, and I don't know how I got it. But it really, I'm sure it affected you a little bit. It affected me a lot today when he died. Like my memories, I feel like I'm going to lose him. My mortality has come closer to me. And it's just a weird feeling when you're idol, when you're a kid, and every day you may believe you're Al Kaline, and the guy's gone. And I met him once in my life, and you're right. I met him in his 50s. He was a car dealership guy. Nicest guy in the world. And I know me and you argued about this all the time, and I'm still going to argue today.
What's that?
Kaline was better than Clemente. So,
I don't think he was. I think they were a lot alike. I think they were a lot alike from this standpoint. And thanks for the call, guy. They neither one was a power hitter. Kaline hit more home runs, but Kaline, I don't think, ever hit 30 home runs in a season. He might have once. I'll have to look it up. I'll look it up. I don't even think he did. He played almost 20 years. He played in a great home run park. Clemente was a better average hitter for his career. Kaline hit .297. Clemente hit over .300. They both had great outfield arms, but nobody had a better arm than Clemente. They're both legitimate first ballot Hall of Famers. There's no knock on either one of them. I would put Clemente a little better than Kaline, but I think you're talking smidge. Kaline, 27, 27, 23, 16, 27, 15, 19, 29, 27, 29, 25, 21, 19, 16, 15. No, he hit 399, never hit 30, and that was a bandbox. Remember, the left and right. It wasn't the center. But had 500 doubles, 75 triples, 399 homers. And if I remember right, didn't he come back to try and hit the 400th home run? He came back one year, and then he left early. He tried for a couple of years to hit the 400th home run. If I remember right, he came back just to try to do that because there was hitting 400 homers and having 3,000 hits was a big deal, and he had 399. I think he might have a couple of times, if I remember right. I maybe I'm wrong about that, but I thought that was the case, that he came back and tried to maybe that's not so. Maybe he didn't come back. I thought he did at 39 come back and try to hit another home run or something. Maybe I'm wrong. Because he wound up with .399. But he had 3,000 hits. He had .297, which is really good. And, he only played in the World Series once, but he hit like crazy when he hit in the World Series that year. He went 11 for 29 with two homers when the Tigers beat the Cardinals. He had a really good series. I mean, they're both wonderful players. He's an 18-time All-Star, 10-time Gold Glove winner. I mean, that's a tremendous career. Kevin in Bergen County, what's up, Kevin? Kevin in Manhasset, go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, it's I'm a 40-year practicing pharmacist. This hydroxychloroquine, you're way off bat on it.
Wait a second, how am I off bat? I never made any comment about it. How would I be off base on it?
You haven't made a comment on it?
No, never.
Let's go to the audio tape. But anyway,
any tape. I haven't made one comment. Go quick. I only have a minute, but I haven't made one comment. I don't know if it works or not.
I'm telling you it does. They use.
Well, wait a second. I had doctor. Listen. I had doctor. Listen. Goodbye. Listen, I don't know your credentials from anything. I had doctor on yesterday, and he said there's no studies yet. I listen to the doctors on this stuff. I have no idea if stuff works or not. If you're going to tell me it works, be careful, because you just heard Fauci, and he got into a big fight with Navarro about it, because Fauci says there's no studies yet that prove that it automatically works. Now, they've given it to people. It has worked. They admit that. But they said they have no studies yet, and that's what Dr. Schlafmann said, who is not, is not an infectious disease doctor. He is a world-renowned cardiologist, says, hey, we don't have anything yet that we have been told works extensively on this disease. That's what we have been told yet. As nothing works yet on this virus. Nothing official. Hey, if you have anything official that it works, please get it to everybody real quick, because nobody else has an official study yet. And you got Fauci saying that, and he's the number one infectious disease doctor in the world. I've only repeated what the doctor said. I don't know anything about it. You got Dr. Hazeltine, who's the guy who is the guy who really cured HIV. He said the clinical study was not positive. That's what he put out. I put that up on my Twitter account because he put it up there. I've been following him, and he's a guy who's one of the leading doctors on infectious disease in the world. And he put up there that these studies were not positive. Other guys say it is positive. Trump thinks it's positive. Hey, I pray it works. Do I know if it works? How the heck would I know? I hope it works. I hope if somebody gets sick that I care about or I get it, that we can all go to the pharmacist and get it or go to the hospital and get it. That's the key. But show me where the study is. You're a pharmacist. Tell me where the study is. Send it to me. Where the study is, and I'll repeat it on the air tomorrow. Give me the study, the official study that says that it works. Because according to Fauci, there isn't one. Now, if you know it and he doesn't, that's not a good situation for him, considering he's the number one infectious disease doctor in the world. All right? Sorry we're out of time. But again, that's why with calls with this stuff, you got to be careful. Now, that's why I want to hear more about this stuff. I hope it works. I hope one of these things works. That could be a game changer. We all get back to work and get back to what we like. That would be the best thing that ever happened. Of course, we're brought to you every day by the good folks at Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. We will see you tomorrow. Again, we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. I'm going to listen to see what the president says about that right now. And I would be the happiest guy. And that guy who called, if you have a study that works, please send it to me immediately. I'd love to see it. We'll see you tomorrow.